Okay. Hello, my name is Raymond Rayson. I want to talk about the Navajo tribal code that is made by the resolution of the Advisory Committee of the Navajo Tribal Council. The Navajo Tribal Council was approved a budget in the amount of $2,088,000 for a public works program for the Navajo people the year 1968 and has authorized the Advisor Committee of the Navajo Tribal Council to adopt a plan of operation, and the Advisor Committee has received the attached plan of operation and notes that is the same as provides plans with several modifications, and believes the plans of operation is in the best interest of the Navajo people. Now therefore be it resolved that the Advisory Committee hereby approves and adopts the attached plan of operation for the people who works public works program for fiscal year 1968. The authorized and directors of the resource divisions are his designs to do in all these necessary appointments to carry out the operation of the public works program for the benefit of the Navajo people. Certifications are hereby certified that the foregoing resolution was duly considered by the Advisory Committee of the Navajo Tribal Council at the daily call meeting at Wonder Rock, Arizona, at which a present and the same was passed by a vote of 12 in favor and 0 was opposed this 22 date of June 1967. This one here is a public works program plan of operation for fiscal year 1967. Proposed, it is not the intended that the public works program give year-round employment to the Navajo people, but it is to be a short-term employment for the people who are in between permanent employment and welfare case. Procedures. Number one, the Division of Resource will direct the program and provide for a public works department to be administered by a program who shall serve under the direction of the Director of Resource Division. Application forms with authorized project according to the public works plan of operation will be approved by the program directors. The area director, Navajo Area Office, will be supplied monthly with reports of the project approved by the director and advisory committee. The area director, Navajo Area Officer, will designate a man to consult with the director to avoid any conflict of project interest. Each agency superintendent does have a person to work on a committee action programs with each chapters. Proposal project will be reviewed by the agency superintendent, or he's an authorized representative at the agent stations and field officers on form and arrange projects. Projects will be by the people of each chapter with the help of their tribal council delegates and chapter officers. Application forms and letters of instruction will be sent to all tribal councilmen and chapter officers. Form the office of the program directors. The program director will examine and all applications according to the plan of operation. Technical matters will be cleared with the border technical personnel. Upon approval of specified projects, project members will be assigned by the program directors and work order authorization forms will be delivered to the tribal councilman and our chapter officer requesting the project. Chapter organizations with their council delegates will form with the former foreman and workmen required on the project at an official called chapter meetings. Personal selection will include one foreman per project. Hiring will be on basics of local knowledge of need. Each chapter shall be a rosters of personnel in accordance with selection 5 and 6 to be put up in the chapter house in a place so that every member may see and read it. Any questions or problems in regard to employment is to be settled by the chapter organizations. Voting on the proceeding as long as the result do not conflict with the plan of operation. If a work project is on being done according to the plan of operation, the councilman, chapter officer, and our public works office representative will stop the work and call a meeting to correct the mistake. Persons who may not work under this program, members of the tribal who are regularly employed either by the Navajo tribe government agencies, state agencies, all the dominations, trading posts, or any other resource such as section gangs of Santa Fe Railroad and merchantile establishment of the border towns of the reservation. Members of family groups who receive welfare assignments for state or border of Indian Affairs, person receiving unemployment, compensations, retirement or Social Security benefit payments. Child labor laws will be observed 8/16 on up. Order of employment. The chapter will make every possible effort to employ only these persons of the committee who are in need of assistant giving preference to these with the greatest need. Chapter officers may work as laborers or foremen on a public works project, but only with the permission of the membership having voted on the persons. Due to technicalities involved, a person should not work under another person's name or social security's number. Work orders details, working, drawing, and other data when required will be supplied by the program directors. The work order will contain an installment complaint schedule, man said man days allowance, material and other permanent data. A work progress report will be submitted to the public works office every 2 weeks on each project. Projects will be stopped during unfavorable weather at the chapter officers and our council delegates. Payments of wages, rental of trucks, and teams are claimed out of the public work program will be made through the Navajo Travel Finance Department at Window Rock, Arizona. Individual time cards and equipment cards will be supplied as part of the information kit at the start of each project to be given to elect foreman of the project. Proper withholding of Social Security and other tax requires by law will be made by the Navajo Tribal Finance Department on all public works payrolls. A schedule of pay period will be made out and sent to all chapter officers. Time cards brought into Window Rock office and schedule will be proceed during the week and checks made ready for delivery on Friday following pay period work. Time cards are to be submitted by a foreman to the Window Rock, Arizona Works Office for proceeding. Only councilmen or chapter officers can sign out checks. Individuals will not be given checks by public works office personnel. Procedure of necessary materials and supplies were channeled through the travel purchasing section. Requesting for such materials and supplies were being made on a purchase requesting. The purchasing section will call for bids or submittal orders. Materials will be secured through the inserts of a purchase orders and will be delivered to the Navajo Travel Warehouse. Materials will be released from the warehouse upon receipt of the proper warehouse material requesting form. No purchases are to be made by a foreman without proper proceeding. Wages. This plant provides for common labor at the rate of $1.25 per hour. Foreman, $1.50 per hour. Summer student supervisor, $1.50 per hour.